Final passage of the amendment Tuesday in the state assembly means it will appear on ballots during the November 2014 election. If approved by voters, State Representative Keith Ripp says it will make sure those segregated funds are used as intended.
The longer we allow this money to be moved from one account to the other, the harder it will be to maintain the impressive transportation system we have in this state.
Former Governor Jim Doyle dipped into the transportation fund several times to help shore up budget holes in other areas. State Representative Jeff Stone says that can't happen anymore.
People in the state want to know that when they're paying gasoline taxes and other fees for transportation, that it's going to transportation.
The amendment passed with bipartisan support, although Democrats were critical of Republicans for singling out transportation. State Representative Andy Jorgensen challenged lawmakers to protect other funds in the next state budget.
Consistency demands that you protect public school monies, you protect the homestead tax credit and the working poor tax credit, the mortgage foreclosure settlement funds, and senior care.
The measure passed on an 82-13 vote. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.